Welcome to Library Voices SC. This is Curtis Rogers, Communications Director at the South Carolina State Library, and it's great to be here today at the Richland Library, and that's the library here in Richland County, South Carolina. And we're talking to Melanie Huggins, who's the Executive Director, and Roberta Bibbins. Roberta, remind me of your title.
Okay, first I'll remind you of my name, which is Phillips.
I knew you as Bibbins.
I know. And I am the Director of Planning and Projects for the Richland Library.
Okay, and we also have Emily Stahl.
Yes, and I am Community and Media Relations Coordinator here at Richland Library.
Great, thank you all for being here. I appreciate it. So there's some exciting national level news that the Richland Library is now worldwide famous for, and that's the IMLS, that's the Institute of Museums and Library Services, and that's a National Medal Award. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. We're really excited to be recognized for the way that we engage with the community, which is really what this medal is all about. But each year, the Institute of Museum and Library Services entertains nominations from around the country for libraries who are doing extraordinary things to engage their community and reaching out in interesting and unique ways. And they usually have a pool of nominees of about 15 museums and 15 libraries, and from that they choose five from each category to receive what's called the National Medal. And so this year was our second year being nominated, and I guess the second time is a charm because we actually won this year. So we're one of the top five libraries in the country. It was great. Yeah, thank you.
And what does it mean to be a National Medal winner?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I mean, for us, it's just confirmation and validation that the way we think about libraries is recognized as extraordinary. And it's really confirmation and validation that our staff who work so hard every day in every role that they play in this library system, it's recognition for not just a job well done, because, I mean, we have lots of libraries in this state that do great work every single day, but I think that the way we approach innovation and how we serve our customers is really extraordinary, and I'm really proud of the staff for this achievement.
It really is. You've got some amazing things. I took a little tour after you've done some of the remodeling here at the main branch, mm-hmm. and you've got a room so that artists can come in and work on projects and use different kinds of tools, and you've got amazing meeting spaces, and one of the things I think is really cool is the Artomat.
Yes, that is neat. That's an old cigarette machine that's been kind of repurposed to actually it dispenses little miniature pieces of art. And that's a partnership with One Columbia for Arts and History. They actually own that, and it kind of travels around. And at one point, we were the highest revenue generation for that. We were selling more little pieces of art out of that than any other site they put it in so far. I don't know if that still holds, but that was the case for a while.
That's great. You've also done some amazingly innovative things, like with your jobs. What do you call that? The business and jobs area,
yeah.
Where you even have people who can help people do a resume, learn how to interview. Can you talk about that a little?
While I think what we do in business and careers and research is we've probably taken it to a level that maybe not everybody else is able to do, not other libraries are able to do. I think it's work that libraries do every day. And really the impetus for the Business Careers and Research Center came when I first got here in 2009. We were at the depths of a recession, and unemployment in Richland County was approaching 14%. And so every single day people were walking in the library asking the librarians, how do I sign up for an email so I can apply for a job online, so I can write a resume? And we just didn't feel like the way that we were approaching that need was very efficient or even effective, because as great as librarians are, they don't know what they don't know. We didn't have expertise in career counseling and coaching at the time. And so I approached the Knight Foundation about thinking about how we can start to build this capacity in our staff. So while every day someone walks in a public library and says, I'm out of work, somebody help me, we've been very fortunate to have the funding support and really creative staff to figure out how to build that service to it. Take it to a new level. And you know, one of the spaces that I'm most proud of on this third floor Business Careers and Research Center is what we call the Family Career Studio, because as we were going through the renovation process and planning and designing, you know, our staff has always observed that it's really hard to come in and spend a couple hours writing a resume when you're trying to balance a toddler in your lap. And we were seeing over and over that this was a need. And so we have this space that's, you know, almost like this play corral where, you know, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, whoever has a kid with them can go in and do what they need to do on the computer in a closed-in area that has toys and games and places for children to play. And I think, again, it's almost not that innovative. It's just paying attention to what the needs are in the community and being able to respond.
Exactly, and filling those needs is mm-hmm. extremely important, as we all know. And one of the things you mentioned just then was our renovations. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, of course, as a local Richland County resident, I have noticed a tremendous amount, not only of renovations here at the main branch, but also renovations at the branches. So how many branches do you have, and what kind of renovations are taking place?
We are touching all 11 locations and actually adding a 12th location. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. We start with community conversations. Again, that's foremost in what we do. And then we learn what each community needs, both in aesthetics and services and spaces, and then the architects start to go to work on putting that pen to paper. So when we open them, we are finding that the new branches, North Main, Blythewood, Ballantyne, they're really truly reflections of the community, and the community feels like they have ownership and there's pride, because they say, this is what I said, and now it's real, you know. So I feel like we're really hitting the mark. Our programming numbers are through the roof at many locations. The new library card holders is just astronomical. I think they had like 122% increase at Sandhills. So there's a lot of people coming through our doors. They've always come through our doors, but now they're using their spaces in really new and creative ways. And they're really finding a third place in the community. So that's really important to us.
Definitely, it's great. And one of the other things is you have to get the word out about what it is you do. I've seen a lot of press releases and a lot of media releases about all of the renovations and the branches. And what's been your response through communications?
I think definitely just making sure, especially through our website, buildingyourlibrary.com, making sure that it is a transparent process throughout construction. So from the time that you are having these community conversations and deeming what you need or value in a library, to seeing the plans for the first time, to the building starts to go under construction, and then, you know, you start to see this evolution when the walls start going up and carpet gets put in, you get to see this full process. So you feel like you're a part of it, and it's still exciting, even though, you know, you may have limited resources or, you know, for a short period of time.
And that's one of the things I do in communications is, you know, libraries are no longer in a if you build it, they will come mode. We are competitors. We're competing with the Starbucks with the Wi-Fi, and, you know, so we have to let everyone know what it is we're doing, the importance of what it is, and why we're doing it. And y'all are doing a great job with that.
Thank you.
Anything else about your renovations? What about here at Main? What are some of the renovations you've been doing at the Main branch?
Well, you know, I want to back up and say something that I think is really important, especially for people listening to this who may be library users or customers or lovers or library leaders, is that if you ask people what they want from their library, they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what we're capable of. And so we didn't really ask people, as Roberta was saying, these community conversations weren't about what do you want your library to be. They were what do you want your community to be?
Uh-huh.
And what are the assets that you have? And what are the strengths that you want to build on? And that opens up a different kind of dialogue. And that's how you can build buildings and renovate buildings like this at Maine, where we do have an abundance of meeting rooms, where we do have a small, very intimate theater that's great for everything from poetry slams to movies to panel discussions to entrepreneurs giving business pitches. That's not necessarily going to come to people's minds when you say, what do you want from your library?
Right.
So, you know, before we had community conversations, we had to have a vision for what the future of the library could be. And we did spend some time with the communities kind of confirming that we were going in the right direction. Does that mean everybody loves everything that we're doing? Absolutely not. There are certainly people that will say things like, I just want my library to be a library.
Right.
Because they have this very... not right or wrong,
but a traditional,
yes,
but just their perspective is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, it's not all you know, balloons and bubbles. It's, you know, there are times where we've had some really difficult conversations with the community about the direction that we're headed in, and you just kind of have to be prepared for that.
Oh, definitely. And you know, one of the things I'm thinking of are partnerships. You've also got to have a tremendous amount of partnerships, and you all have the neat, rich,
mm-hmm.
the R2I2. That is an amazing partnership.
Well, and partners in the community, like Melanie mentioned, One Columbia, they are helping us with our 1% for public art. So we went to our library board and said we'd like 1% of all of our construction for each project to be put to public art, and so. It's been amazing the community's reaction to the art, especially at their local branch, because it does so much to lift the spirit and to help people think creatively. And so our motto has been to learn, create, share. Libraries traditionally have been always good about the learn part,
mm-hmm.
But then how do we get our customers to create content and then share it? How do you share all the wonderful things that you're doing and your constituents and your community members are doing, because it's an amazing time to be in Columbia right now. So
it really is.
It's really awesome to see what people are coming up with.
The Sand Hills Library that you just mentioned too is a great learn, create, share. You know, it's like the mega mothership of that, because it is everything that we believe a library should be, plus the added you know, benefit of having this amazing partner in the Richland School District too. And you know, my staff has heard me say this before, it doesn't always work out like this. If we were building a library from scratch and we weren't just renovating, we would never build a standalone library. There would always be joint use facilities, because I just think that makes so much sense for the taxpayer. It makes sense for communities that want a one-stop shop, a place where they can go get their passport, pay their taxes, and pick up their holes, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's just, I think it's such a smart way to do business, and we were very fortunate to have the district. We were in conversations with them for many years before that happened, and if you watch that Richland 2 Innovation Institute, which is what R2I2 stands for, if you watch that school go up, you would notice for months there was just a concrete slab kind of sticking out in the front of it, which is where the library was going to be, because we were a little behind their process, and you know, the library didn't even open until almost the end of the first school year. But it's this amazing partnership that allowed us to build the size library that the community need. We would not have been able to build a library that big had we had to buy the property, because we're a ground lease for $1.50 a year, I think is what we worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next 100 years. So
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to buy the property. We were able to build a 270-seat auditorium that belongs to the library.
Which is amazing.
Which is an amazing community asset. And then the district, as you know, if you've been in this beautiful building, they built a conference center that will... you know, host a conference for 1,000 people almost. It's huge. And so we have access to those spaces as well. So I think, you know, thinking creatively about who your partners can be, and a lot of these partners start out as programmatic partners. We have had a longstanding relationship with Richland District 2, and I happen to be friendly with all the superintendents that have been there since I've been here. So, I mean, having those relationships and partnerships programmatically can lead to some pretty phenomenal
which is how we arrived at Edgewood, which is our 12th
yeah.
location. So that's a partnership
yeah.
between the library and the Columbia Housing Authority,
mm-hmm.
which we've always had good relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a Dollar General store and turning it into a library.
Wow.
And again, they own that building.
We're renovating it, and it's going to be approximately 7,500 square feet.
That's amazing.
So that's another way mm-hmm. that the partnership piece really enables us to extend our services where we need to go.
Well, you folks are certainly national leaders. That's the award and all of the great stuff you're doing.
And the dark circles under our eyes.
And the gray hair.
And the gray hair.
That's right. Thank you all so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Curtis.